It is 11:15. Mabel Louise is with me. And Mabel Louise, your program is for the birds today. Is that right?
That's right.
Not exactly the way I'm putting it, right?
Okay. But
yes, looking forward to it.
I'll surprise them.
Yes. We are set to go then.
Okay,
yes,
I can
yes,
go.
Yes, ma'am. It's,
thank
yes.
you and a big good morning to you. Hope you're having a good day. As usual, I am because I get to be with you. And I want to say right off the top of the broadcast that this is our catch and match month. And any gift you send will be matched. Oh, I know we've been doing it now for several years, and it's such a blessing and a way for us to catch up from the lean summer months. Don't forget that all of those broadcasts of that you support are so important and such a blessing. Well, my verse for the day is Malachi 4, 2a. But unto you who fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Well, you know, on my last broadcast, I visited with you about the rooster that crowed when Peter denied the Lord. And I was so enthralled with all of the beautiful verses that were connected with fowls, like, for instance, the wings, the feathers, and all of those. I just had a ball going through the scriptures. And so I would talk to you about, we have something to crow about, meaning if you know the Lord, you should be willing to shout it to the housetops. Well, Peter was ashamed, of course, and afraid at the same time. But you know what? As I was reading those verses, I had to ask myself the question, what would I have done under those same circumstances? And then how many times have I denied the Lord by not saying anything when I had the opportunity to share my faith? Excuse me. I'm not about to criticize Peter, believe me. What is that statement that we often say when you point your finger to someone? Oh, yes, the thumb points back at you. I'm sure that's not the right way to say it, but you get the point. How important it is to take a stand for Jesus, especially in these troublesome days. And while I was doing my research, something to crow about, I was blessed as I read Luke 13:34. Let me read it to you out of the King James. It says, "The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying, 'Get thee out, depart, for Herod will kill you.' And he said unto them, 'Go, tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following. For it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem.' And then he cried out, 'O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets and stones them that are set on fire unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy chickens, thy children, together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and you would not.'" Well, when I read that, the Holy Spirit just, shall I say, pinched me? No, impressed me of how important it was to talk about how Jesus cares for you and for me. I love that little tiny verse. One of the first ones that I taught my children was, "He careth for you." It's Peter, 1 Peter 5:7. Perhaps you know it and you've taught your children. It starts out by saying, "Casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you." Isn't that beautiful? And oh, how he loves us. And oh, how he would love to have us all know him as Lord and Savior and claim his beautiful promises. Isn't he precious? I hope you love him today. And if you don't, why don't you turn your heart and your life over to him? And just like Mother Hen guarding her baby chickens, so our precious Lord provides for you and for me. Listen to these verses that I came across and what inspired me to bring these to you today. I'll start out with Psalm 17:8. It says, "Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings." And listen to this one. Psalm 36, verse 7. "How excellent is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings." And then how about this one from King David as he was in prayer? Psalm 57, 1. "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in thee. Yes, in the shadow of your wings will I take my refuge." And then I'm just turning the pages in Psalms because there are two more that I came across. This one is in Psalm 63, verse 7. David again said, and this time, he was in the wilderness hiding. And this is what he said. And I'm sure he was praying again, because he tells us in the scriptures that he prayed three times a day, morning, noon, and night. And this one says, "Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice." And as I read these beautiful verses, did you think about the fact that he thinks about you and that he wants to be a covering for you and love you? I hope you do. As I read it, I just felt like he put his arms around me. And how I thought, how gracious and sweet to know that no matter what in your life, and by the way, I read a lot of letters and from you folks that are coming in, and I thank you so much for writing in this month to help us to catch up. But so many of you talked about how God had blessed you and how he was helping you in different circumstances. And so let me go on and read. It says, "Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice." And then listen to this one, Psalm 91. "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust." All five of these promises tell us that the Lord will take care of us and provide. Isn't that precious? So just like the mother hen, the Lord wants to take care and be with us and for us. He promises that he will protect us from our enemy, and of course that's Satan himself. And he's also given us a way of escape. He promised a way of protection from harm. And he promised us, if we listen to his guidance and practice his presence, that he will be close with us and we can be under his wings. Isn't that precious? I'm sure that most of the homes in the Holy Land had chickens and they were running about. And Jesus is so much through the scriptures used illustrations from just around home. Homey illustrations. Think about all the parables that he talked about, the sower and all the different ones. And of course, the people were familiar with that, so they got it. They got the lessons. So as I was preparing this message, a beautiful old song came to my memory, and I ran quickly to the piano and sat down and played it. And I read the words through, and I thought, I'm going to go to my book that has all those songs and the stories about them, and I'm going to tell you the story behind that beautiful old hymn. And here it goes. In the days following World War II, when communists were overrunning China, the endangered missionaries found comfort knowing that in a world dominated by the Iron Curtain and the Bamboo Curtain, they could rest under the feather curtain of our Lord. Psalm 91:4 says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Boaz referred to Ruth as a woman who had come under the Lord's wings for refuge. That's found over in Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. Then later, Ruth's great-grandson, King David, perhaps recalling that story, asked the Lord in Psalm 17:8 and Psalm 57:1. By the way, I just read those to you. 1,000 years later, here comes David, great descendant, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said to the people of Jerusalem as to how often he wanted to gather the children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. All of these word pictures are so comforting. And they were woven together in that beautiful hymn, Under His Wings. The song was written by William Cushing, who was born in 1823. And William Cushing labored for 20 years as a Christian pastor in the New York State with the Disciples of Christ. But the death of his wife and severe problems with his voice forced him out of the pastorate. So in near despair, he asked the Lord to give him something to do for the kingdom. It came to his heart to begin writing hymns. He produced more than 300. Think of that. Here's a couple that he wrote that you might be familiar with. Ring the Bells of Heaven. And how about Down in the Valley and Under His Wings? Listen to the words of the song. Under His Wings, I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him. I know He'll keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Can you say that today? Oh, I hope you can. The chorus says, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Here's the last stanza. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment. There will I hide till life's trials are over. Are you hurting today? Just get under his wings. And then he goes on to say, sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I am safe evermore. Let me close with this illustration. An Indian evangelist, Sundar Singhu, wrote in the Daily Bread about a devastating forest fire in the Himalayas. It was there that he was traveling and speaking. And while they were trying to put out the blaze in the forest fire, a group of men stood looking up in a tree. The flames were climbing up its branches. Yes, they were watching a mother bird flying frantically in circles above the tree. She was chirping out an alarm to her nest full of little babies. As the nest began to burn, the mother bird, she didn't fly away. You know what she did? She zoomed down out of that tree, covered her brood with her wings. In just seconds, she and her baby birds were burned to ashes. Signa said to the spectators, "We have witnessed a marvelous thing. God created that mother bird with such love and such devotion that she gave her life trying to protect her young." So it is with a mother hen. She too would have done exactly the same thing. What a reminder to you and me that Christ's love for us brought him down from heaven to become a man and also made him suffer and die in your and my place. Are you troubled today? And you don't know which way to turn? Please, I beg you, turn your heart and your life over to Jesus. I'll repeat that little verse, cast your cares on him, because he surely cares for you. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.
Safely.
Thank you, Mabel Louise, for speaking to us today and bringing that to our hearts. Under His Wings, we had a little bit with the Paul Mickelson Orchestra during the program, and those were the Discovery Singers. It goes back a little while.